I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, November 15th. Several hundred Quincy High School students walked out of the building Friday morning to protest incidents of hate speech reported in recent days. Earlier last week, many students at the school received a cell phone video with a white student using a racial slur and expressing hatred of black people. Yes, Tuesday, a student confronted the students who allegedly created the video, and a physical altercation ensued. A video of that altercation, which was broken up by adults, has also circulated among students. On Friday, several hundred students, some carrying signs denouncing racism, walked out of Quincy High at about 9:30 in the morning. Students marched around Quincy Center, chanting, "No justice, no peace," before returning to school, where the peaceful protest ended after students spoke with administrators. Quincy Public Schools officials had previously set a virtual community forum with Walker Therapeutics for parents and guardians after school on Friday. A second forum had already been set for 5 o'clock today at Quincy High School. In a letter sent to parents, Superintendent Kevin Mulvey and Principal Larry Taglieri said the incident was the result of students' ability to communicate impulsively and without the maturity to understand the consequences of their actions. The students are being told not to walk out of school again. Fox Rock Properties of Quincy has changed its proposal to redevelop the former Ross Parking Garage location in Quincy Center. Fox Rock no longer wants to build a 20-story building and no longer wants to create any new residential apartments. Fox Rock presented the revised plans to the planning board last week. Fox Rock initially wanted to create a 20-story building with 200 apartments and 125 hotel rooms, along with a medical office building and 490-space parking garage. The new plan removes the 20-story building from the proposal. The planning board continued the hearing on the revised plans until February. Fox Rock is also developing a new apartment complex at the site of the former Quincy Medical Center after paying the city $4.25 million to end a requirement that a hospital be built at that site. Quincy may be getting its first recreational marijuana store soon. Ron Afsa, who owns Hair Place One Salon on Quincy Avenue, has purchased a pool supply store at the Four River Rotary and wants to convert it into a recreational marijuana retailer. Afsa says he's reached an agreement with Mayor Thomas Koch to share 3% of the profits from the new store with the city as part of a host agreement that's required by state law. Attorney Valerio Romero is representing Afsa, and a virtual public meeting about the proposal is set for next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Romero also represented Airmont Corporation, the medical marijuana facility on Rashudi Drive. AFSA says that Ward 2 Councilor Anthony Andronico fully supports his proposal. A missing fisherman found in Plymouth Harbor yesterday afternoon was pulled out of the water and has been taken to the hospital. The Plymouth Harbor Master said they noticed a fishing boat that ran aground and notified the Coast Guard about 1 p.m. The Cape Cod Air Wing assisted the Coast Guard in the search for the fisherman, and a helicopter spotted a man floating in the water. Crews took him to shore. As of last night, there was no update on his condition. Two Braintree police officers who were ambushed by an armed suspect over the summer were awarded peace medals during a special Veterans Day ceremony last Thursday. The Massachusetts World War II Committee recognized officers Matthew Donahue and Bill Cushing for their bravery, honor, and sacrifice. When Donahue and Cushing, along with Cushing's canine kit, responded to reports of a domestic incident in the area of McCusker Drive in Braintree on June 4th and pursued the suspect into nearby woods, the suspect allegedly fired at them. The officer shot back, and the suspect, identified as 34-year-old Andrew Homan, was killed along with Kit. A memorial service that was later held at Gillette Stadium to honor Kit's service was attended by hundreds of police officers. Donahue suffered a gunshot wound to his shoulder in the encounter with Homan. Cushing was shot multiple times in his arm. Both officers remain on leave and declined to comment to the ongoing investigation. Former Boston Police Commissioner Bill Bratton delivered the keynote address. Officer Dick Siebert was also honored for rushing to assist Donahue and Cushing after they were wounded. First responders would be allowed to treat and transport injured police dogs to veterinary hospitals under a bill that was unanimously approved by the Massachusetts Senate. Nero's bill was named for the canine partner of slain Yarmouth Police Sergeant Sean Gannon. Gannon was fatally shot in 2018 while serving an arrest warrant. Nero was also shot, but because of current state law, EMTs weren't allowed to treat or transport him. Nero had to be rushed to the animal hospital in the back of a police cruiser and survived the shooting. The bill would permit emergency personnel to treat injured police dogs and bring them to veterinary facilities as long as there are no injured people still requiring a hospital transport. Bill now heads to the Massachusetts House for consideration. Top election officials in Massachusetts say the state legislature must act in order to extend voting by mail. Secretary of State Bill Galvin told a coalition of college voters to urge their local lawmakers to expand the right to vote while speaking at the Boston Votes Convention at Tufts University on Saturday. Vote by mail, a popular pandemic-era law, is set to expire if legislators on Beacon Hill don't act soon. As Galvin says, they have until this week to continue the mail-in voting provisions. On October 6th, the Senate passed a bill that would permanently codify the popular mail-in and early voting options used in Massachusetts last year, but the Votes Act has yet to be voted on by the House. The House does have its own bill, and they're trying to come to an agreement on the two. Check of business news. Stocks opened the day higher. The Dow was up 179 points. NASDAQ rose 156. S&P added 33. Stocks are mixed in Asia. The dollar's down. The euro's up. Oil at $80 a barrel. Sports. Patriots beat the Browns 45-7. They'll be in Atlanta Thursday night at 8:20. Celtics are in Cleveland tonight at 7, Bruins beat the Canadiens 5-2. National Weather Service forecast today, partly cloudy, high 50. For tonight, clear and cold, low 35. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 47. Partly cloudy Wednesday, high 50. And partly cloudy mid-60s for Thursday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Busy west wind gusting to 20 knots. High tide at 8:25 a.m. Sunrise at 6:34, set at 4:21. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, November 15th.